At 22-4, Kate Middleton, she's told a podcast over the weekend that she enjoyed labour thanks to hypnobirth.
Am I right in thinking you did hypnobirthing?
Yes.
I did hypnobirthing.
Yes,
three.
Yeah. I did. Well, actually, it was through hyperemesis that I really realised the power of the mind over the body, because I really had to try everything and everything to try and
help
me do it.
Are you giggling because you're thinking about the power of the mind when you're giving birth? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's kind of that. I think it's something that people have been talking about more and more. So when I first had Buzz, I remember walking past someone in the park and he was talking about his friend, you know, and she's gone all hippy dippy and she's done hypnobirthing. And I was like, that's me. But I wish that more people talked about it, because it is an amazing thing. It's literally just stilling your mind and stopping all that noise. And it's not hippy dippy.
No. And also there's levels of it. I'm not going to say that when he was standing there sort of chanting sweet nothings at me, he definitely wasn't. I didn't really ask him about it, but this is something I wanted to do for myself. I saw the power of it, really, sort of the meditation and the deep breathing and things like that they teach you in hypnobirthing, when I was really sick. And actually I realized that this was something that I could take control of, I suppose, during labor. It was hugely powerful.
That is Catherine, the Duchess of Cambridge, revealing that she used hypnobirthing to get through labour. Have you? 9221882. Melissa Spelstead can tell us more. She's from Hypnobirthing Australia. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm very well, Melissa. I just played some of that audio there from the Duchess of Cambridge. Now, is hypnobirthing hippy dippy?
Well, that's not the first time I've heard that term, but actually I like to call hypnobirthing it's basically a fancy word for a positive birth.
Are you there, Melissa, for one of a better idea, holding the pendulum and somebody's, holding the watch and it's looking left and right, left and right?
No,
okay.
No, but we do teach a technique in class, which is a bit of fun, where it's called eye fixation, and you learn to fix your eye on one point, and then you just go into a zone, a really calm zone. But all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So that's what the mums teach themselves. They teach themselves how to get into a really calm state, whether you want to call it self-hypnosis or meditation or, deep relaxation. You can call it what you like, but it works.
Sure. So preparation for expecting mums, how far out before they're expecting to give birth might they come and have a chat to you, Melissa?
Well, we normally see mums from the 20-week onwards mark, some a little bit earlier, some a bit later. I learnt it at 37 weeks for my first pregnancy, and I obviously did pretty well. So I went on and used it for three births and then wrote the Hypnobirthing Australia program.
So you go through a hypnotherapy type situation for a few sessions before giving birth?
Well, it's actually childbirth education courses. So they're antenatal classes. Some are run at hospitals, some are privately. They're all over Australia. And so you go along to the classes. It's about 12 hours in total. Might be over 4 weeks, or it might be over two consecutive Saturdays or something like that. And it's actually a comprehensive childbirth education class, very evidence-based. So you learn about the anatomy of birth, the physiology, about the hormones, and the partner comes along. They learn how they can help the mum so that she can essentially stay calm and do what's within her control for the birth. Because birth isn't always within our control, obviously, but we do have control over our mind. And that's what we do focus on in some of our relaxation techniques.
Sure. And look, from hypnotherapy, we hear about people engaging that sort of a process if they want to try and quit smoking, for example, or if they want to try and lose weight. So are some of the techniques, some of the discussions, are they similar?
Yeah. Well, it is self-hypnosis. So it's not really like a quit smoking as such. The mums learn how they can utilise these deep relaxation techniques so that they can help to let go of unnecessary fears through pregnancy, and also so they can get themselves into this calm state during birth. Because if we're fearful during birth, we tense up. Our uterus is made up of many, many muscles. It all tenses up. The blood drains away from our uterus and drains away from the baby. Our hormones don't work the way they're meant to, and so the whole labour can stall. So it's actually something that is within our control as a mother. If we're able to keep ourselves nice and calm, we can keep the oxygen going through to the muscles and through to our beautiful baby and keep those hormones going. So that's how the hypnotherapy works. It works to help remove fears leading up to birth. And that's how Kate also used it.
Yeah.
So Kate Middleton used it to, she used the breathing and the relaxation and the self-hypnosis because she had such severe morning sickness.
Yes.
But then she actually described in that podcast, she described her labour saying that she enjoyed it more than her pregnancy.
Could anybody enjoy labour? Yeah.
Well, I'm putting my hand up there because I did, and thousands and thousands of women do. And we're not saying that it's the easiest thing you ever do in your life. It's, you know, I always say it's no walk in the park.
Sure.
But there's harder things that we do in life, and we are born to do this. If we weren't, then the human race would not have continued. And so we are born to do this. If we can approach it without fear and with knowledge and good support, we've got great medical knowledge on hand too. So really, we're at a time in history where we can approach birth without the sort of fear that women approached it with in the past.
With Kate now mentioning the fact that she decided to give hypnobirthing a go, and it's obviously worked for her, you're expecting the phone to ring off the hook and this will become more and more popular in Australia?
Absolutely. The phone's already running off the hook today. It's amazing that when something is endorsed by the future Queen of England, it's obviously going to have a great effect. We're just so glad that she came out in the open about it, because the royals, they tend to be quite private.
Yes.
And we knew that she'd hypnobirthed all three of her children. And I've been talking about that for years. But it is really wonderful that she's come out in the open and endorsed it. And so I'd really encourage any mums out there, you know, you can birth like a queen.
You can, that's right.
Hypnobirthing Australia. That's where you go, Hypnobirthing Australia.
Well, Libby Trickett also, she has told the world that she is somebody who had children through hypnobirthing. She's used it, and she's obviously a very well-known Australian athlete and a highly tuned swimmer.
Absolutely. I actually taught Libby Trickett.
Well, there you go.
They are a lovely couple, and they get it. They really get it because they're both athletes, but they know that it's not just physically preparing for a major event, you know, that's important. You've also got to have your mind in it. And so Libby recognised that, and she came and saw me, attended Hypnobirthing Australia classes with me for their first birth, and they then have gone on and they've used the techniques. And our course is actually for all types of birth, because sometimes we need a little bit of medical help along the way, but it's about preparing for a positive birth, physically making sure that we're fit and healthy, and but also making sure that our mind is healthy.
It is very interesting, Melissa. Appreciate a few minutes of your time today. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Melissa Spilstead, Hypnobirthing Australia. Libby Trickett's done it. Kate Middleton's now done it. Have you done it? Hypnobirthing. Would you give it a go? 9221 882.